On Monday morning, residents of Tyre awoke to learn that the last remaining road connecting this city to the outside world had been bombed out. The main bridge over the Litani River north of here was destroyed weeks ago, but cars and trucks had been using a makeshift crossing to get from Tyre to Beirut and back. The detour was a dirt road that led through banana fields, orange orchards, and a graveyard. With that route obliterated, Tyre is isolated. The Lebanese army was working hard to repair the road, but the Israeli Defense Force reportedly warned them that their heavy machinery could be targeted, forcing the army to curtail repair efforts. Red Cross volunteer Qasem Sha'lan said severing that last link to the north could lead to an even greater humanitarian crisis.
Yes, for sure, 100%, because all our supply is coming from Beirut, which means there is no way for any medical equipment or for food and bread and waters for the people in the villages. And at the same time, it's a big problem for us as a Red Cross, because we transferred casualty from this hospital here to another hospital in Beirut and in Saida. So I don't know what situation it's going to be if this road is still closed, but I can tell you it's going to be very, very, very bad. So hope is they can fix it soon.
And because Tyre is a gateway to the rest of South Lebanon, that means the entire region is now totally cut off. Even before the road was bombed, Ali Najem, a medical student working at a local hospital, said supplies were running out.
We are running out of the medications for chronic diseases, diabetes, asthma, for the babies, for antibiotics. That's it. We called the International Red Cross and Dr. Sans Frontières, and they are not reaching us. They took the lists of medications, but they couldn't supply us.
Doctors Without Borders went north to the river to meet colleagues who were headed down from the city of Sidon with medicines and supplies. The plan was to transfer the boxes over the impact crater by hand and then bring them back to Tyre. A television crew who tried to follow the convoy turned around after several rockets struck nearby. Even United Nations peacekeepers found themselves stuck in Tyre. A convoy of 8 UN trucks and 3 armored vehicles sat by the roadside, unable to head north or south. The convoy's commander, French Staff Sergeant Jimmy Gobe, said the trucks were empty. They had been headed to Beirut to resupply and refuel, but with the road to Beirut impassable, they were turning around and heading back. He said they were still waiting for clearance from the Israeli military to return to their base in Nakura near the border. The road leading south was heavily shelled all day and was also largely impassable. Several buildings just south of Tyre were hit, and casualties were reported, but the Red Cross ambulance trying to reach the area had to turn back because of continued bombardment. The Israeli bombardment of South Lebanon has intensified as negotiations at the United Nations neared a deal aimed at ending the conflict. Hezbollah has also fired large numbers of rockets into northern Israel over the last several days. Both sides seem intent on inflicting as much damage as possible before any possible ceasefire agreement comes out of the UN. The Israeli military has now warned everyone living south of the Litani River not to go outside after 10 p.m. local time Monday. And so this southern port city is truly in lockdown. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Tyre, Lebanon.